You might believe, you might believe in miracles. And I believe in you. I just want the lyrics and the melody of that song to seep into you just a little bit more deeply. I don't want to leave it so quickly. Because the message, combined with the daily word of grace, those two things together are really about surrender and what do we choose to surrender to and how do we integrate our belief in miracles, which I have to smile because a year ago we were doing, it's a miracle! Right? And knowing it's a miracle, it's like, see and believe. But we're talking about surrender today, right? So when I think of the word surrender, the first thing that comes to mind for me often is this phrase, this line, this two-word sentence from a movie that many of you all know. When I hear the word surrender, I hear, surrender, Dorothy. As the Wicked Witch of the West was saying to all of humanity, surrender this Dorothy person to me so that I can be the one that has the power. Surrender, Dorothy. And everybody was like, oh, the Wicked Witch is going to be upset with us. Who is this Dorothy person? And let's give her to the Wicked Witch because I'm afraid. And she's the Wicked Witch. I don't want her mad at me. So is your name Dorothy? Are you Dorothy? Because you got to go. I will grab your hand and I will march you up the hill, around through the forest, and I will personally present you to the Wicked Witch of the West because I got to be safe. And I don't know about you, but that word surrender, right? I've grown up with this idea that surrender, as we heard, means I give up, I give you the power, I am not worthy. And so we surrender to our fear. We surrender to our anger. We surrender to anxiety. We surrender to illness. We surrender to pain. We surrender to all these things, these ideas, and these people who we think can hurt us or who we think have more power than we do. Am I the only one who has had this experience? You know, so it really is interesting to me because it makes me really think about how many times in my life I have surrendered to this idea that competition, right? I'm competing with someone. Or I surrender to this idea that I must be compliant to what society says is normal. I think normal is highly overrated, but there's still the pressure to do it. And there's so many examples that I can think of in my own life where I found myself surrendering to something that wasn't necessarily in my best and highest good or in my best interest. So one example. When I got divorced after 13 years of being in this magical, mystical, perfect, I thought, relationship, there was a big, it was a big shift for me. And as any of you who have ever been through the process of divorce, you might also say it was a big shift for you. And so it was a big shift for me. And partly I had never imagined myself being divorced, but I was getting a divorce. And then I was a divorced person. And there were all these stories and all these definitions that other people seemed to have, or the assumptions they would make. And I started buying into that. I surrendered to the fear of, will I ever love anyone again? Or maybe more importantly, will anyone ever love me again? I surrendered to the anxiety of, how do I do things now? I've been doing things as a part of a couple for more than a dozen years, and now it's like I have to go places by myself. What? I found myself surrendering to all of these stories. I found myself surrendering to all of the shame. I found myself surrendering to guilt. And sometimes it was in my mind, but other times it was my reaction to what other people were saying, or the questions they were asking, or the advice they were giving, because of course, people were giving me lots of advice. And when I think back to that time, for me, it's a really good example of surrender because, to use the word we heard already this morning, I felt defeated. And I surrendered into that defeat. Because on a day-to-day basis, it wasn't that I really, you know, in hindsight, I can say, oh, you felt anxiety here, and you felt fear here, and you felt, no, I just felt in the moment at that time defeated. If you have ever in your life felt defeated by loss of a job, by loss of a family member or someone you loved, by loss of a marriage, by the diagnosis of an illness. Those are all times we can feel completely defeated. If you have ever felt defeated, just say the word out loud, defeated. We don't even like to say it. That energy in the room by saying it out loud was like defeated. You're taking the air out of my balloon, Tracy. What's wrong with you? But we don't have to be ashamed about feeling defeated. That is the human definition of surrender. But here's what I learned. I was surrendering to defeat. And there was a time in the healing process where I found myself asking this question. Tracy, because I do say my name when I talk to myself. I really do. I'm like, Tracy, do you really believe this stuff you talk about? I hate it when my inside asks myself that question. Tracy, do you really believe these spiritual principles that you've been reading about? Tracy, do you really believe that God and the universe are conspiring for your good? And I got really impatient with myself. It's like, oh, why do you have to ask me that question? Well, that question has to be asked, because until that question is asked, it is too easy to surrender to the overwhelming pain, the overwhelming anxiety, the overwhelming fear. But the moment that we ask ourselves that question and then go, no, I have evidence that these spiritual principles work. I have evidence that that there is another way to live. I have evidence. All I have to do is look back to when I was 6 years old, or when I was 10 years old, or when I was 21 years old, or when this happened, or when that happened. How can I be defeated by the loss of a job when I have evidence that when I got that job and I was so excited about the opportunity and I knew it would grow me, that I was so sure that God was there, that Spirit was at work, giving me the opportunity to do something fabulous and new and grow and expand. So I can see that and believe it. What is it that when on the other end of that, at the loss of that job through no choice of my own, that I can't see that there could be God in that too? Why is it that I can't see that this is the time for me to apply those spiritual principles? This is the time for me to look for the possibility. So, with my divorce process, once I stopped looking at all of the reasons it was bad, it was horrible, all the reasons that I was bad and horrible, all the reasons that life was bad and horrible, and I stopped surrendering to that, it was the day I began to surrender into the spiritual truth that I could never be alone. The spiritual truth that love is my birthright. The spiritual truth that love is reciprocal. I give it and I receive it. The spiritual truth that I am on an ever-expanding journey and my life is not supposed to look the way it did a year ago, 10 years ago, 40 years ago. That if I am lifing, that I am expanding and growing. And literally, the moment, the day that I began to surrender into the power of truth, capital T truth, I started having a different experience. As many of you know, these 4 weeks in this series, I am every week featuring some of the poetry of Shalan Harkin, the mystic poet. And if you're not familiar with her, I hope that in these 4 weeks, at least one of the poems I share with you will inspire you to check out one of her many books. The two that I'm using during these 4 weeks and today are Susceptible to Light and Let Us Dance. So this poem about beginning to think about surrendering into spirit is titled An Enthusiastic Yes. God reaches out to you with alluring offers regularly. Through the tender touch of a newly opened flower, handling all of its sweetness to your dear eyes. Through the playful and beckoning invitation of the meadow, calling, "Enter me all at once," to the bubbling spring, ever asking your soul to undress and take a dip. through every fire, saying, I long to touch your whole body with my warmth. But God is respectful and cares about your consent. And you have yet to give an enthusiastic yes. You've been wandering around with the chastity belt on your mind, keeping respectable and loveless. Darling, drop the front. Enjoy every full, juicy atom of this fertile world. Every full, juicy atom of this fertile world knows your secret desire to finally say that wide open yes to the come-ons of the great beloved. Shalan Harkin. So when we surrender into, we are actually saying an enthusiastic yes to the divine, to spiritual truth. We are saying, yes, yes, I am following this as my guide. I am applying this principle in my life. Yes, I see. And there's a scripture in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, I believe, that is, come unto me and I will give you rest. Come unto me and I will give you rest. I mean, there's a lot of other words in there, but that's like the summary of that scripture. Come unto me and I will give you rest. And if I just use my own example already shared, I was struggling during and after that divorce. I mean, I was struggling in so many ways, on so many levels. I was not at rest. I was not at peace. And we let our human circumstances drive us away from peace. We allow our human circumstances to get us all in a whirlwind, all in the craziness of humanity, when really all we have to do is come unto the power, the creator, the source, the universe, God, and allow it to give us rest. Unity principle number 3 tells us really the same thing. Unity principle number 3 is all about the truth that we create our experiences based on our beliefs, our thoughts, our beliefs, and our feelings. What we think, what we feel, and what we believe. Unity principle number 3. This isn't Tracy saying this. This is unity principle number 3. So if I'm thinking about how bad this is, how painful this is, how ashamed I am, if that's what I'm thinking about, if I am feeling like, oh my goodness, this is the worst thing that could happen, and I am attached to that, and I stay there, oh my goodness, then that's what happens in my life. I'm creating my experience from that belief. What if instead I chose to create my experience from the thoughts that this too shall pass, from the feeling that love is my birthright and it will, it is it not, see, even me, I'm just getting ready to say, and it will come again? No, and it is already present. It is already who I am and it is already what I am receiving. I just need to look around and recognize that instead of focusing on what I have lost or what I'm afraid of or what I've been threatened by. Who is the Wicked Witch of the West in your life? Who is the Wicked Witch? You say it, right? I can't talk. Who's the Wicked Witch of the West in your life? Yeah. How many of us are saying me? I am the I'm the wicked witch that is holding myself back and demanding that I surrender to some power outside of myself that really does not deserve my energy or my time. Definitely doesn't deserve my money, doesn't deserve my wholeness. So what if instead of surrendering to the wicked witch of the West, we surrendered consciously and intentionally into love, into wisdom, into beauty, into all of the qualities that we know are already within us? Thomas Edison wrote, "If we did all the things we are capable of, we would literally astound ourselves." If we did all the things we're capable of, we would literally astound ourselves. But instead, we surrender to that which is not the truth of who we are. Only we, each of us individually, can surrender, can choose what we surrender into. And Shalane Harkin reminds us of that. And this poem is from the second book, Let Us Dance. The subtitle is "The Stumble and Whirl with the Beloved." And this poem is, "There is a light within you. There is a light that is always within you. You cannot be truly rejected." Okay, I'm starting over because I just need to hear that again. "There is a light that is always within you. You cannot be truly rejected. There is a light that is always within you that the universe warms herself on. You can never be truly alone. You are made from the essence of the breath of life. What bad salesman has convinced you that death could be real? As we unspin ourselves from illusion, we find everything we've always sought has always been. It has always been twinkling from within. The richness of the universe, like a coy little secret in our chests, and bit by bit, we discover there was never any shortage of God. There was never any shortage of God. There never has been. There never will be." And so I choose to surrender into God. I choose to surrender into Spirit. Surrender myself, my thoughts, my words, my actions into the universal presence. Because what I know is I could not be here. You could not be here. The trees and the flowers and the cats and the dogs and the squirrels and the hills of Wimberley could not be here except for God. So today, as we redefine surrender, I'm going to invite you to let go of the common definition of being defeated, and to replace it with a new definition of I surrender into my wholeness. I surrender into my best and highest good. And instead of a prayer that Tracy does and you take in, I want us to close today with a spiritual practice together. And in order for this spiritual practice to work, I need four volunteers who will come up here and line up to my right and be willing to speak using the microphone. I only need four volunteers who are willing to surrender into a new experience. Four volunteers who will come forward and be brave and courageous. Come a little close. Oh, Anne will come next to me. Okay, that works. And here's what we are going to do together. I'm going to give the instructions so that we can know what we're going to do, and then we'll do a little breathing to drop into the practice itself. But first, stay in your head so you know what we're going to do and you won't be confused. So we are going to have really a call and response. We're going to pass this microphone, right? And you've heard of something called the 12 powers? Yeah. Yes. Hello? Okay. If we surrendered into the 12 powers and used them as a guide, this spiritual practice is what's going to help us do that more readily. So the phrase is, I give myself permission to surrender into faith, for example. All right? But we'll go one power at a time, and one of these wonderful volunteers will say one of them, and you will repeat it after her. Okay? And so when we start, after we do some breathing, I will pass the mic to you. You will start with faith, then love, then right in there, right there. Yeah. And then when we come back, you'll start the next one, and we'll come back this way, and then we'll go back that way. Okay. Okay, got it? Are you ready? Do you want to surrender into the power and the peace and the love of the universe?
Yes.
All right, then please join me in a breath. Exhaling everything that has happened before this moment. And breathing into this perfect eternal time. This is the perfect time to be in spiritual practice together, redefining the word surrender, the idea of surrender, the lies of surrender, for we no longer need to surrender to that which is external, that which is scary, that which is confusing or chaotic, beginning right here and now. I give myself permission to surrender into wholeness. Please repeat after me. I give myself permission to surrender into wholeness.
I give myself permission to surrender into faith.
I give myself permission to surrender into faith.
I give myself permission to surrender into love.
I give myself permission to surrender into love.
I give myself permission to surrender into strength.
I give myself permission to surrender into strength.
I give myself permission to surrender into wisdom.
I give myself permission to surrender into wisdom.
I give myself permission to surrender into power.
I give myself permission to surrender into power.
I give myself permission to surrender into imagination.
I give myself permission to surrender into imagination.
I give myself permission to surrender into understanding.
I give myself permission.
I give myself permission to surrender into will.
I give myself permission to surrender into will.
I give myself permission to surrender into order.
I give myself permission to surrender into order.
I give myself permission to surrender into zeal.
I give myself permission to surrender into zeal.
I give myself permission to surrender into renunciation.
I give myself permission to surrender into renunciation.
I give myself permission to surrender into life.
I give myself permission to surrender into life.
Take a breath. And just allow these words to go into the deepest part of your very being. I give myself permission to be all I can be. You can return to this place at any time, this alignment of mind and body and soul. And throughout this coming week, this is your practice. I give myself permission to surrender into the wholeness I am. Amen, and so it is.